Thanks for listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. Now, coming to you live from the banks of the Willamette River, it's Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Online at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KPOJ.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome back to the third hour of Mad as Hell in America. I'm Adam Klugman, your host, and you're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's smart talk station. We've had a great show. I want to just hip you up. Our last guest was Tangerine Bolin. She is the executive director of an organization called RevolutionTruth.org, and we got so involved with the conversation, we left out some important details. She's going to be having a panel on the Occupy movement, kind of where are we now, where are we going, with some of the heaviest hitters out there. The panel is going to include Michael Moore, Chris Hedges. If you don't know who he is, you need to check him out and Google him. It's also going to be Kevin Zeese and Margaret Flowers, two of the most intelligent and committed activists that I know, and I'm proud to call them friends and colleagues. This panel is going to happen January 18th. You can stream it live on the website at 2 p.m. from 2 to 4 p.m. at revolutiontruth.org. You can submit questions ahead of time, and you can submit questions live. That's a panel with Michael Moore, Chris Hedges, Kevin Zeese, and Margaret Flowers on January 18th. At revolutiontruth.org. Get your questions ready. Submit them. They might read them live. I know I will be my computer by my computer. I want you by yours. In a moment, we're going to have Lee Camp as our guest. But first, we're going to take some calls. Let's go to Stephen. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America, Stephen.
Hello. I actually had a couple of comments about your things that your last guest,
our departed guest, okay.
Yes. One is that although Obama signed the NDAA Act, he added a signing statement that he would not himself allow it to be enacted.
Right. So, what does that really amount to, Stephen?
Well,
it's an apology. I don't really mean it. I'm sorry. It's trust me. What he's really done is he has ceded the power to the next president, and maybe Barack Obama's a good guy and isn't going to use it, but I don't buy it because he's already been using these powers. So to me, that's just a cop out, Stephen. I mean, I don't think it means anything at all. Frankly,
it does. Allow hope for the next Congress to repeal the law.
Yeah, but it's there with or without the presidential sign. I think the signing statement just makes it a weenie, and I think he's just doing it so he can sleep at night thinking that he's actually, somehow diluting what he's done and mitigating the implications of what he's done, which is basically cede unprecedented power to the executive branch to grab American citizens on our own soil and detain them indefinitely without due process. Stephen, I'm not buying it. I appreciate the call. I totally disagree with you. Let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. Where are you, Paul? In Portland?
Yes, I'm calling from Portland. And even though I'm calling from Portland, I just want to, basically appeal to all your callers to get online and help out our fellow Americans in Wisconsin to recall this, as far as I'm concerned, a domestic threat to our liberties, Scott Walker.
Yes.
Or domestic whatever, piece of work, whatever you want to call them. And just realize that, send the Republicans over there a message, that right now they're complaining about that this recall election is going to cost them $9 million. I just want everybody to send them a message, of reassurance, not to worry, that we will recoup all that money, once they get rid of those Republicans and those tax credits that were paid for by the Koch brothers. Thank you very much.
Whoa, hold on. What specifically can people do, Paul?
Just donate a couple bucks.
Where do they go?
get on the Facebook pages. I mean, start liking, start commenting. I mean, these unions, these people that are, you know, down there on the streets are going to read that, and they are going to get inspired, and it'll help them gather every signature that they need. You know, it'll give them reason to wake up in the morning and do what they're doing, and hopefully someday it'll give reason to Scott Walker to not sleep at night. I'm just saying.
I couldn't agree more. Repealing the governorship of someone like Scott Walker would send a very powerful message to people like him that you cannot get away with this, that the people will and can use whatever freedom they have left in this allegedly free society to recall people who attack the rights of unions wantonly at the behest of people like the Koch brothers. They're next. I've often said that what we need to do is reach beyond politicians and grab the uber-moneyed rich, I don't even know, grab them and throw them out on their ass is basically what I'm saying. All right, I want to move on. We're going to lighten things up. Our next guest is Lee Camp. You can check him out at leecamp.net. He bills himself out as a comedian. I think of him as more than a comedian. He, too, is one of those artists who is applying himself and his technique and his comedy directly to political change. I'm going to play you a very short clip on why I love this man so much, and he's going to come on and do his Moment of Clarity live, which you can subscribe to each week. But first, here's a clip of Lee Camp on Fox News. Gotta love it.
All right, Julia and Lee, we appreciate it. And I'm sure you guys are going to have a lot more jokes for the rest of the campaign here.
Oh,
they just keep coming.
What? Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
What is Fox News? It's just a parade of propaganda, isn't it? It's just a festival of ignorance. What? Why, a million Fox people are dead in Iraq. Come on, this is ridiculous. What's the point of this? This is insane.
Well,
go out, people at home.
News.
Go outside. Go hug
Lee,
your children.
Lee, you should be more.
Well,
Lee,
Fox
you should
News
be more worried.
Love your family. You know,
and you get all the news.
Hillary Clinton
you can get
is running.
All the news you can at Fox News. All right, thanks.
And
guys.
I think. Oh, okay.
All right.
Isn't that just fantastic? I mean, isn't that your dream to get on Fox News and say, what's the matter with you people? A million people are dead in Iraq. That is Lee Camp. Check him out at leecamp.net. He's here to do his Moment of Clarity. Lee Camp, without further ado, have at it, man.
All right. So in case you people listening out there don't know, hydraulic fracking is a process by which incredibly greedy corporations stick their massive shafts into the earth, even though the earth has clearly stated she doesn't want anything to do with their shafts. They then ejaculate a massive load of chemical cocktail into the ground. This ejaculate then forces gas out of the earth. The corporations then make billions with this unnatural gas. Now, you may be saying, what's the big deal? We need energy, and they found a way to get it. And according to them, there's no ill effects of fracking whatsoever. It doesn't contaminate the water table or the land or cause massive earthquakes, except when it does. There are a few cases of people finding that their tap water is now flammable. But haven't you ever heard the expression, if you can't handle the heat of your tap water, then get out of the kitchen? Clearly, the easy solution is to get out of the kitchen forever. And don't drink the tap water or any water. On second thought, maybe condemn the entire building just to be safe. And maybe you should move to another county in Spain. See? Easy answers. And yes, fracking is now causing earthquakes. There have been 11 4.0 earthquakes in Ohio alone. And I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but earthquakes are not so good for living. Yeah, living and earthquakes often butt heads. They very rarely get along. Something tells me no one is going to be too thrilled about their affordable natural gas when their entire damn apartment is coming down on their head. I can't really see that natural gas commercial. Sure, I have this 5-ton metal beam crushing my legs at the moment, but this pain is a small price to pay to know that we here in Ohio will have plenty of natural gas thanks to the fact that we fracked the hell out of Mother Earth below us. We gave her a frack job she wouldn't forget. And I bet soon enough these companies will come out with a positive spin on this. They'll be like, those aren't earthquakes. Those were love snuggles from Mother Nature. You know women, after being fracked, they always want to snuggle. That's right. That's right. This is greed so immense it's literally causing fracking earthquakes. What a fracked up situation. How the frack did we let this happen? We're sitting here with our thumbs up our fracks while they're fracking the hell out of Mother Earth, and we're not going to tell them to go frack themselves? What the fracking frack? Back to you, Adam.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lee Camp, leecamp.net. Outstanding job. You can check him out at leecamp.net. You can get the podcast like I do in my mailbox. They brighten my day. Lee is fantastic. And Lee is going to be a regular fixture here on Mad as Hell in America. I love his humor. I love what he brings. That was absolutely fantastic. Made my day. And we, like I said, we're lightening it up here in the third hour. If you have a call and you want to join the conversation, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620 are the numbers. What do you think of Lee Camp? Is he great? You can check him out at leecamp.net. Later in this hour, we're going to have, in the next segment, Kat and Al are going to be here from Chicago, our correspondents in Chicago, with something they call the Progressive Update. In the meantime, what I want you to do is think about what you want to talk about on the air. What makes you mad as hell? Because in the second two segments, what we're going to do is take your calls, and we're going to do something we call the Mad as Hell Minute. You know, it's one thing to be mad as hell in your living room, in your car, when you're walking your dog, in your bathroom while you're washing dishes. It is another thing entirely to be mad as hell in public. Something happens when we step up and claim the thing that makes us mad as hell. And it's the first step toward actually having your life changed. Because if you listen to that mad as hell impulse long enough, if you follow it, it will lead you to something really important in yourself, quite possibly your purpose. I mean, look at history. Think of all the people that responded to an injustice that they perceived in the world, and they got mad as hell about it. And they allowed it to change their life. The most obvious examples, people like Gandhi, you know, being mad as hell was an appropriate response to being treated like a second-class citizen, right? And you think about Martin Luther King, an appropriate response to being treated like a second-class citizen is to get mad as hell. And that impulse begins when we claim our legitimate human anger, not our rage. Because rage is all about destruction. It's all about destroying the object of the anger. No, anger is elemental to what it means to be human. And when we step up and claim that, it has the power to transform us. So what makes you mad as hell? I want you to get that ready and in the queue, because we're going to bat it home with your mad as hell calls. 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. When we come back, it's going to be the Progressive Update with Kat and Al from the Windy City of Chicago. We'll be right back.
Time to get mad as hell in America. Adam Klugman is on Portland's Progressive Talk, 620 KPOJ.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's Smart Talk Station. I don't know why the German works in there. Whenever I want to say the word smart, smart, maybe I think it's from Get Smart. I used to love that. Bernie Coppell is the German chaos agent. Smart! Anyway, I'm just feeling a little wacky and out there. I think it was Lee Camp's influence on me. I thought that was absolutely brilliant, man. I cannot wait to go listen to that when I get home. We're going to take some calls. Let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What's up?
Hey, Alan. Big fan.
Thanks.
Well, you know, love snuggles from Mother Earth, but it just doesn't work for me. I'm thinking more like the earthquakes. They're those, you know, earth-shattering orgasms that a woman gets, you know, when she's been fracked so good.
Marilyn, thank you for calling and throwing the show into the gutter where I am most comfortable. I appreciate it. We're going to move on. Next guests are Kat and Al, our correspondents in the windy city of Chicago. They have been on the show several times, and they've got a new thing that they're doing called the Progressive Update, or PU, as we call it. Kat and Al, welcome to Matt is Hell in America. How's life out there in the windy city of Chicago?
Oh, downright balmy for January, boss. And thanks for going right into the gutter and then bringing us on.
Well, I
respect the last call.
Isn't that where we found each other?
Pretty much.
So you've been on the show a lot, Kat and Al. This is Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski from Chicago. They are regulars here, trying to bring the level of humor up and the show down. They do their best. They often bring funny comedy bits. I remember quite a while ago we did Kat Incorporated, her uterus. That was a great bit. But you guys have moved on. You've got something now you call PU. Tell us about it.
Well, we started it, boss, because, well, things are stinky. I mean, there's no two ways around that without a doubt. And you talk about it. You talk about being angry and having a creative response to it. So instead of our heads spinning off, we decided to go for it.
Exactly. So that's why we're here, and that's why we're trying to understand what the politicians are saying. And sometimes we just don't get it.
I never get it. This is PU, or Progressive Update, from Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski. Let's roll it.
And now, Kat and Al present Progressive Update with Kat and Al. And now, here's Kat and Al.
Good evening. I'm Al.
And I'm Kat. Welcome to Progressive Update.
Now with 12% more updates.
We are headed off to the Iowa caucuses, the first step in the national laugh and gaff journey that most call Republican primary season. And now here's Al with the latest.
Thank you, Kat. Well, the Republican race to the top in Iowa masqueraded as a desperate burrowing to the bottom as Mitt Romney, a man who could easily play any robot's father, a man who earned the moniker moderate Republican by positioning himself just slightly to the left of Attila the Hun, defeated this man, Rick Santorum, who believes Attila the Hun is a socialist. And all for what? For Hecuba? Methinks not. All for the opportunity to face this man, Barack Obama, a self-made man who's endured many challenges, who on New Year's Eve signed the National Defense Authorization Act with a record of supporting the extension of the Bush tax cuts, placing Medicare and Social Security on the negotiating table, and singing the praises of bipartisanship with the party that produced both Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. And the circle is complete. Is complete.
Al.
Is complete.
Al. Ruh-roh. I've seen this before. It ain't going to be pretty. Al has reached his threshold for cognitive dissonance. You hear that humming? That's all that pressure building up in his itty-bitty head, just itching to get out. You know, the worst I ever saw? Big old bubbles were forming on his necular region and, oh no. Everybody, stand back. This thing's going to spin off to Saskatoon. Cut his mic! Well, we're going to need a moment, so enjoy these messages from our sponsors.
Do you have gold lying around your house or perhaps in your teeth? Send it to us.
Send us your gold.
Put it in an envelope and send it to us.
Send us your gold.
We might just send you something back.
Send us your gold.
It could be money. It could be a peanut.
Send us your gold.
Send us your gold.
Send us your gold.
Please remove gold from teeth before mailing.
Yeah, No.
What's the matter, honey? You look tense.
This coffee is burning a hole in my stomach.
Well, maybe you should try Sri Lanka.
Isn't that a country?
Yes, it is. But it's also a tasty, hot morning breakfast drink made from the overworked sweat of thousands of desperate workers with just a touch of broken dreams. Sri Lanka. I didn't know what to do. I looked and looked around my house, and I didn't have any gold. And when I looked in my teeth, I only found mercury-laden amalgam, and I knew the market for mercury-laden amalgam had tanked. I was desperate. And then I remembered my late uncle, who was so proud of his gold teeth, and my great-grandmother's gold pendant from the World's Fair, and my cousin Stanislaw's gold pinky ring, a gift for running moonshine across the border. And then suddenly I realized they didn't need those things anymore. But I sure did,
So, I called the law firm of Nightstand and Apoplexy, the specialist in recovering posthumous assets, and I knew that mining my past meant a slightly better future, temporarily.
In many countries, recovering posthumous assets is considered macabre or even ghoulish. But in America, it's your right. I'm Waldo T. Nightstand of Nightstand, and Apoplexy. Our firm will be there every step and shovel along the way. Remember, don't let deceased relatives continue to rule your life because they're dead. And you're still not. Our firm specializes in protecting you from all the onerous and repugnant tasks of modern life, including child labor rentals, superfluous organ sales, TV VCR repair, and all human target weapon trials. Nightstand, and Apoplexy. Call us when you're sick of it.
So, as we come to the close of the opening of this new year, I'm struck by how sad I am by closings, whether it be the closing of the opening of this new year or the closing of my favorite taqueria just last month. But what really saddens me is that I don't understand.
What don't you understand, Kat?
Well, listen to this.
Entrusted to every American is the responsibility to watch over our republic. You can look back from the time of the Pilgrims to the time of William Penn to the time of our founding fathers, because very clearly we are encompassed about with a great cloud of witnesses.
Well, that sounds like Michelle Bachmann quitting the presidential race after she came in a humiliating sixth in Iowa.
I know who it is. But I have no idea what she's saying. Pilgrims watching our republic? Biblical cloud witnesses? William Penn? William Penn? It made my head hurt. I really want to understand. I really, really do. But she makes it so hard.
Kat, it's okay. It'll be okay. Hey, I know what to cheer you up. Why don't we give Michelle Bachmann a sad trombone?
Really?
Yeah.
Yay. Sad trombone.
And that's going to be all the time we have for Progressive Update tonight. I'm Al.
And I'm Kat.
Be sure to look at us when we do things, because we'll do it often. Good night.
That was the Progressive Update from Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski from the Windy City of Chicago. Kat and Al, thank you so much. That was fantastic. I just got a text from somebody said, that was great. Missed a bunch. It's funny. Where can people see more of this? Kat and Al.
Hi, we're here. We're up. We went to the gutter for a second, boss, but we're back.
What I was saying was I just got a text from somebody who said, missed a bunch of this, really funny. So where can people find this Progressive Update online?
Well, two places, boss. Tomorrow on the Mad as Hell in America Facebook page, we'll put up the video, the extended mix with extra material in it, or you can go to our YouTube page tomorrow, youtube.com/progressiveupdate.
Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski, thanks for the Progressive Update. We will be looking forward to that. We like to lighten things up. It gets a little heavy around here, so thank you guys for bringing it on.
You're welcome, Adam, because we're just trying to figure out, like everybody else is, yeah.
What the hell's going on in our country? All right, Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski, thanks so much. When we come back, it's going to be your calls. What makes you mad as hell? That's what I'd like to know. What makes you mad as hell? Dare you call into a radio station and announce what makes you mad as hell publicly? Do you have what it takes to get mad as hell in a world that is spiraling out of control? 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. It's your calls next. This is Adam Klugman for Mad as Hell in America. We'll be right back.
Maddening, isn't it? This is Mad as Hell in America. Portland's Progressive Talk, 620 KPOJ.
Welcome back. to Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. This is AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's talk station. And if you don't have the stomach for all this radical crap, then I suggest you step on something or you're going to be trapped. That's Utopia. That was Todd Rundgren's band after he was Todd Rundgren. I guess he was still Todd Rundgren when he did it. I love, one of the cool things about having a radio show is I just get to bring on all my music. Like, it gives it a purpose now. And I get to bring it on in the context of Mad as Hell. You know, it was a pretty righteous time back there in the dinosaur age of the 70s, in which I was a teenager, a very sane, reasonable teenager, as you probably can imagine. We're doing a little something that we mix up. It's called Dealer's Choice, but I also call it the Mad as Hell Minute. What makes you mad as hell, right? What makes you mad as hell? And can you get up in front of your community members and claim it? Something happens when you do that. Something happens internally. It's so much different than being mad as hell in your living room, when you're walking your dog, when you're in your bathroom, when you're doing your dishes, when you're putting on your socks. That's where it's safe to be mad as hell. But can you be mad as hell out in public? That's what we need. Millions, billions of us getting out on the street, getting mad as hell, not raging, not destroying anything, but stepping up and claiming our legitimate human anger over the crisis we face in this world. And if you're not mad as hell, then maybe you're not paying attention. That is the critical point. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn, thanks for holding. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for being an individual. I love listening to you.
Thank you. Individuals code for strange.
You're straight. No, you're yourself. You are you. You're what I like.
Thank you.
Anyhow, Adam, I'm in my car. I'm all alone. I'm talking out loud over our roads, the cracks in the pavement, the grass and crap growing along the edges of coming up through the pavement. And it's so tacky. It looks so tacky. And then you come
You're
along.
You're mad as hell about our tacky roads.
And then you come along. Oh, I'm mad about the infrastructure. We're not doing anything about it.
There you go.
Really bad. And then I was noticing today the painting where it has the turn signals that are on the road is so faded that who's going to know it's there at night? There's going to be accidents. I mean, I just sit in the car and I'm just grousing away and talking to myself, and I just don't understand it.
Well, good for you for calling in to a radio show and announcing it. So here's the next phase of Mad as Hell, okay? The next thing you do with Mad as Hell is you say, okay, this specific thing that makes me mad as hell is unique to me. Why did that speak to you, Carolyn?
Why did it speak to me?
In other words, what about that particular issue activates you? Because, of course, the next thing we have to do after we get mad as hell is that we have to respond, which means we have to get active. Is there one thing that you can do in 2012 that you think that would improve the conditions of the roads and the infrastructure of this country? And it doesn't have to be direct. Just some way to engage that issue.
Other than standing on a street corner and say, look at the cracks.
Do that. What do you do that much. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
In other words,
I mean, there's potholes that if you fall, you may not get out.
This is my whole philosophy. I mean, I don't mean to use you as a case example. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But what I'm saying is I love the idea of you getting on a street corner on a soapbox saying, look at these cracks. Look at how they're indicative of the infrastructure that we are living with. Our way of life is being degraded. It's going downhill. We need to do something about it. Because here's what I'm saying about the Mad as Hell impulse. It starts with claiming the thing that we're angry about. And then the next phase of that is making some public stand against the thing that makes us mad as hell. And we follow that. And in a way, we do the next right thing, the next mad as hell thing, and the next mad as hell thing after that. And then suddenly what happens is we find that our lives are transformed. That's how I found myself on a radio show, just one kind of mad as hell step after another. So what I want you to do, and you don't have to do this, Carolyn, but what I would like you to do is to do exactly what you said. Get on a soapbox, stand in the middle somewhere and demand that people pay attention to what's happening to our roads, and then call me back and tell me how it felt.
I'm going to make a sign.
Right on, Carolyn.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
I know right where I can stand, too, by an abandoned store that they just built, New Hagen's over in Beaverton, and then they closed it and left it abandoned. Beautiful store.
Fantastic. So when you do that, then call me back.
I will, Adam.
And take a picture of yourself doing it, and we'll post it on the Facebook page. I love it. Carolyn, do it and call me back and send me a picture at adam@madashellinamerica.com, okay?
Okay, Adam.
Fantastic, Carolyn. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Right? It's following one mad as hell impulse after another after another. It's one mad as hell foot in front of the other. It goes beyond just grousing. We identify the thing that makes us mad as hell, and then we take a stand for it publicly. And then, you know, you never know. In a year from now, 2 years from now, you know, Carolyn ends up in the Senate, the Oregon Senate or the Oregon House, because she followed the mad as hell impulse. Because we just never know where it's going to lead. And so by that standard, it is inherently creative process that we go through to truly and effectively be mad as hell. It isn't about screaming and fist pounding. It's about responding, because the whole world is waiting for us to respond. That is precisely the point, each of us individually. And what's cool about it is, each of us respond a little differently. Each of us is an individual. So when we listen to that impulse, it can transform our lives. I don't think Gandhi said, I'm going to be a world leader for nonviolence and non-cooperation. He simply responded to the fact that in his own country, he was being treated like a second-class citizen, and it made him mad as hell. And he followed one mad as hell impulse after another, and it transformed him and his world. That's what mad as hell is really all about. That's what I'm talking about. That's the impetus for this show. Let's go to Mike in Kelso. Mike, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What's up, Mike?
Well, I have a saying that I've always lived by is, I don't get mad, I get even.
Okay. That's a fun.
In order to do that, you have to, in order to get even, you have to understand just what you are going against. And a lot of times, just hollering and screaming is no good. I get disgusted.
I do, too.
Because when I see the cameras go up before a protester, what comes away afterwards is that protester is just bitching. Excuse my if I can use that word.
You just did, so I think it's cool.
Okay, I'm sorry. Instead of having constructive criticism, you got to have that before you can face your enemy.
Okay.
And then not only that, in this country, I get disgusted because of what I call deliberate ignorance. People don't want to face the issue, so they ignore it.
Okay, so you heard my whole rap, right? You were holding on the line. So what I hear you saying is that what makes you mad as hell is people who are willfully ignorant in the world, right? Knowingly, willfully ignorant. Isn't that what you're saying?
Willfully ignorant, but then you have to, Scott Ritter once said it right, if you want to wage peace, you got to understand the tactics of the people who wage war. And when you got to husband your resources, and then you attack the places that they are the weakest, and you, in this country, all you got to do is look at where the wars began right now, where a pipeline that's coming down began, and you'll find out that there's more power in our executive branch, in the State Department and the Defense Department.
Right.
They make our trade and everything.
Mike, I want to encourage you to get mad as hell about willful ignorance in the world, to formulate some creative response to the willful ignorance you see around you, and then call me back and tell me what you did, because this is what it's all about. Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's move on to Cassandra. Cassandra, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What makes you mad as hell, Cassandra?
Don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is made up. I agree with Carol and Mike, but I'm telling you what I'm calling you about, that I'm mad.
Okay.
Vote voter suppression. What the freak is Eric Holder doing?
Oh, boy.
Why don't people talk about him? Why are we waiting till the election? Why don't we, if it were Kennedy as our attorney general, imagine what would be happening? We could lose this because of that voter suppression in those states. Why isn't Eric Holder doing something about it?
Okay. You know why Eric Holder's not doing something about it?
Because he's a shill.
Because he works for the man. So now here's my question. What? Cassandra, what can Cassandra do about it?
At every opportunity, the roaring lion gathers no game. I'm not yelling and screaming.
No.
I just very intelligently tell people, no, that's not true. This is what's happening. At every opportunity, at church, at my meetings, I speak up. I'm from Connecticut.
And I'm from Connecticut, too.
Civics and government. But I'm living here in Portland now.
So you're speaking out, you're calling into the radio show. That's righteous. That's exactly the kind of thing we need to do. So the next question is, how can you take it to the next level? Formalize your outrage into something organized. Hold a meeting in your neighborhood, right? Pull people aside in your church. Take it to the next level. Formalize your outrage into something really organized, and then call me back, Cassandra, because I think your outrage is exactly what I'm talking about. We've got to get mad. First.
Why don't we hear about Eric Holder? Nobody mentions.
Because Eric Holder is a wimp. That's why.
Not even Randy mentions him.
Nobody does.
Where are they protecting him from?
I know, but this voter suppression is a huge issue, and you're absolutely right, and I want to do a show on it. So, Cassandra, thanks so much for the call. We're going to come back with your calls in the last segment. Your Mad as Hell calls are next. You're listening, in case you haven't guessed, to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. This is AM 620 KPOJ. Portland Smart Talk Station. We'll be right back with your Mad as Hell calls next.
Mad as Hell in America. Now on 620 KPOJ.
Now if a six turned out to be nine,
welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's Smart Talk Station. You know what? I think Jimi Hendrix would be mad as hell if all the hippies cut off their hair. And they did. They did cut off all their hair. And it made me, I cut my hair. And I still wish I had it long. I don't even have enough anymore. It would be like, I'd have like the bald head and the long hair in the back. Let's go to Karen in Portland. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What makes you mad as hell?
What makes me really, really upset is that 30 million people, at least in the Soviet Union, were killed. Is it 10 to 30 million were killed in the People's Republic of China during the Cultural Revolution?
Yes.
And that people who advocate communism without disavowing the violence that's built into the ideology are really, really going the wrong way. And that I've read Marx, I've read Engels, I've read many books by Lenin, I've read Trotsky, I've read Mao, and I've read Stalin. And it's there. The violence is there, and the means get built into the ends. That's why I want a democratic overturn.
Thank you so much. Karen, I'm so glad you called in with that. That's great. Thanks for the Mad as Hell call. I do appreciate it. I'm going to move on to, let's go to Sherry in Portland. What makes you mad as hell, Sherry?
Hey, Adam, what makes me mad as hell is that bills in Congress can be passed that are over 2,000 pages with language clearly put in by insurance lobbyists or others.
Right.
My suggestion is that we demand that bills be so short and single issue and posted online that we, the people, will have a chance to review them for about 2 weeks prior to our legislator voting on them.
Great. I love that suggestion. I think the next step beyond that is to keep the criminals from writing the laws. That's what makes me mad as hell, Sherry.
Exactly.
But I do appreciate it. That's why they're so damn long and convoluted, because the criminals are trying to obscure the truth. Let's go to Ben in Aloha. Ben, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What makes you mad as hell?
Adam, thank you much for being there tonight. I've got several issues, but one of them is the letter carriers and what the administration is not being aggressive enough about straightening out with the post offices. Mm-hmm. The letter carriers, Chapter 82 of their association, is having a rally at Pioneer Square tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You don't have to be a union member to support a union or association like that. Anybody can. And by doing that, it makes it better for everybody.
That's right. We've got to support unions. Where is it? Give the plug again, Ben. Where is it? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock at Pioneer Square.
Great place to get mad as hell. I appreciate the call, Ben. I'm going to burn through it. I got a few calls on the board, and I want to give everybody a shot here. Let's go to Emily in Newburgh. Emily, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What makes you mad as hell?
Well, I'm out here in Newburgh, and this town made the Guinness World Book of Records for having the most churches. There's 27 churches out here. And what makes me mad is how people check their brains out at the church door and let their perceived authority figure do their thinking for them. Mm. I would like to see them get out of their heads and feel the pain and suffering of others around the world. And what I do is I try to enlighten them, to let them know that their Jesus was the first original hippie of Western history, who stood up for the poor and disenfranchised.
That's right. The original hippie was Jesus.
Right.
Emily, thanks so much for the call. I really do appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I want to encourage everybody. Ben just called. Didn't mean to cut him off. Tomorrow in Pioneer Square, support your letter carriers, support the unions. They're the only check we have on corporate power. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Pioneer Square. I want to thank all of my callers and guests for being a part of this show and for getting mad as hell, because it really is all about not taking it anymore. It's about stepping up, standing up, claiming our legitimate human anger over the injustice we perceive in the world. And here is the key part, formulating a response. And you have everything that you need to do that. To formulate a creative response, you have your imagination. That is really all that you need. Because what is happening in our world is a cataclysmic failure of imagination. And it is up to each and every one of us to raise that imagination up to the new level. Each of us are a part of that. And so let us be a part of a world where we reconstitute an imaginative response to the crisis of our world, and make 2012 the place where we gladly, willingly wave goodbye to the old world and the old way of doing things, and relocate the center of power with the people who are responding to their world with love, with compassion, with creativity, with humanity, and with a full-throated endorsement that life on this planet can, will, and must be exquisite. This is Adam Klugman. You've been listening to Mad as Hell in America. I'll be back next week with another great show. Until then, get mad, stay mad, and give them hell!